Heritage, featuring Maurice Evans.
Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force bring you a musical interlude for reflection entitled Heritage, as part of the national observance of Armistice Day. This is Maurice Evans reminding you that the music you're listening to is the battle hymn of your republic. Lest we forget, I'm going to read part of a poem to you from a little sweat-stained notebook that survived the wartime terrors of New Guinea. This poem was composed by Staff Sergeant Martin F. Lemon, United States Air Force, in a foxhole on that lonely tropical island in November 1943. Mark well in the book of memory these hated days of war. Take care to guard the future, that it be not as before. Remember well, ye mortal men, horror rife without surcease, tortured soul in midnight supplication. God of love, please grant us peace. Staff Sergeant Lemon was fortunate. He later came marching home. The music you're about to hear is dedicated to those who did not. Peace does not come easy. Everything costs something. The cost of freedom, our heritage, is inscribed on local rolls of honor throughout the world. They bear the names of those who served that peace again might live. The honored chartered members of our American patrol. Let us turn again to those men and women who did not come home. The ones who are at rest in Flanders and Arlington and all the other fine old homes that they did come to. What have they given us? Freedom? A preserved democracy? What is democracy, you say? Well, I like to think of it as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, which respects the rights and the individual soul of every one of its citizens. And as a naturalized citizen of the United States of America, I should like to say that no one appreciates these rights more than I. It has been said that the foundation of democracy lies in the thousands of plain, humble citizens who share the freedoms of their government and who fight to defend these freedoms whenever necessary. Citizens who learn from boyhood in simple, honest fashion to pledge their eternal allegiance to freedom. Let us now hear one of these plain, humble citizens explain his pledge to you.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag is a pledge to the ideals of our forefathers. the men who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It is a pledge to fulfill your duties and obligations as a citizen of the United States, and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. Last but not least, it is a pledge to maintain the four great freedoms cherished by all Americans: freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear.
America! America!
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
visible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this program, part of our national observance of Armistice Day, was brought to you by your Army and your Air Force, in cooperation with this radio station, and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. Your speaker was Maurice Evans, and the Pledge of Allegiance was explained by Mr. Tex Ritter and the Starlighters Chorus. Music was by the United States Air Force Concert Orchestra under the direction of Major George S. Howard. Heritage was written by Master Sergeant Robert C.C. McCann and directed by Charles Wilkes. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.